This is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Sarah Turner.
According to a firm that specializes in outplacement, Challenger Gray and Christmas, planned layoffs increased in May for the second month in a row. 73,368 jobs were cut last month, compared to 72,184 in April. The firm reported that job cuts in the last 4 months averaged at 100,000 per month, well above the average of 51,000 jobs lost per month before the recession.
Republicans in the House of Representatives may introduce legislation to reprivatize airport security and screening services. The Transportation Security Administration, created after the 2001 terrorist attacks on New York and Washington, hired 65,000 people and spent more than $10 billion in the last 2.5 years. Now, House Republicans think the old system of private companies providing airport security would be more efficient and less stressful on the flying public. Some 100 airports around the country plan to invoke a clause in the TSA legislation which would allow them to opt out and reprivatize screening staff later this year, and the TSA itself has already cut loose a quarter of its personnel.
When oilfield services giant Halliburton received a controversial multi-billion dollar no-bid contract to rebuild Iraq, suspicion arose that former Halliburton chief executive and now vice president Dick Cheney tipped the Pentagon in Halliburton's favor. Though Cheney publicly denies any hand in arranging the deal, Time magazine reports there's clear evidence that Cheney did indeed coordinate the contract. Time says a leaked email tipped them off. Vermont Democrat Senator Patrick Leahy is planning congressional hearings on the matter.
Facing a funding crunch of some $70 million next year, the city of Pittsburgh is developing a controversial plan to slash city services, and emergency responders may take the brunt of the cuts. A recently unveiled financial recovery plan would require the closure of 20% of the city's fire stations and would force all remaining firefighters to take a 17% cut in their base pay next year. Police officers would also be hit hard. The city plan calls for the elimination of seniority-based job selection and would force cops to work without pay when called to testify in court.
Here's today's Dow Bob Report.
A report by the Department of Veterans Affairs shows U.S. veterans face an increased risk of becoming homeless. Women who served in the military are 3.6 times more likely to end up living on the street, and men face a 1.4% increased risk. Veterans compose 9% of the U.S. population, but make up a remarkable 33% of the male homeless population.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.